This is Space Kate, and I'm about to try and do something which may or may not work, and could be quite complicated. Basically, I did an audio boo earlier with Nathan Berge, who started mentioning circular and elliptical orbits, and if I'm honest, I got a bit lost, and I kicked myself afterwards for not getting him to explain it to a point that I fully understood it. Anyway, I've come along to the Portland State University Aerospace Society meeting, the PSAS meeting, and I spoke to their project manager here, and after we'd done a little interview as well, I asked him about the elliptical and circular orbit problem, because I just wasn't really understanding it. And it turns out that he found it very difficult to understand as well, which made me feel a bit better. Basically, what I'm about to explain, or attempt to explain, is complicated, so sit down and pay attention. What I'm trying to explain here is the difference between starting off in a circular orbit, which is, for example, the International Space Station going around the Earth at 17,500 miles an hour. That's in a circular orbit. And apparently, if you do a burn of your engines, which speeds you up, what I thought would happen is that if you're going faster, you would end up in a higher orbit, and I assumed you'd just be in a higher orbit in a circle. Apparently, that doesn't happen. If you burn your engines briefly, at one point, you end up in an elliptical orbit. So the best way that I can explain this is it's going to take a bit of imagination. So imagine on the wall in front of you is a clock. There's a small white clock face in the middle, which is round, and the actual clock design, the outer rim, is, for sake of argument, it's a big purple rim around the edge of the clock. Now, if you have got the Earth is going to be the centre of the whole piece, where all of the hands start from in the middle, and your little spacecraft, which you have to imagine whizzing round, orbiting the middle of the clock face, that's going to be orbiting at the level of the edge of the clock face. So we've got our white clock with a purple border, and our little space shuttle, for sake of argument, our little space shuttle is going to be whizzing round the edge of the clock face. Now, if when you get, let's go clockwise, it's easier. If you were to burn the engines at 9 o'clock, when your shuttle's at 9 o'clock, and you go just a short burn to make it go slightly faster, immediately your speed will change, but it'll take a little while for you to see the change in height. So probably by the time you get to about 12 o'clock, the size of the orbit will have stretched out a little bit, and by the time you've got round to 3 o'clock, the orbit will have stretched right round. So now, instead of being at the edge of the clock face, you're at the edge of the purple rim around the clock. Now, once you're there, you're further away from the middle of the clock, the Earth. And apparently at that height, it's going to slow down because it's losing energy to gravity. So it's slowing down a bit, and as it continues in its orbit, it starts falling back down towards Earth, the centre of the clock. So again, by the time we're down to 6 o'clock, it's roughly at the same height, well, it'll be at the same height as it was at 12 o'clock, and by the time it's back round to 9 o'clock, it will be on the side of the clock face. So you've got this weird elliptical orbit where it's going from the edge of the clock face at 9 o'clock right round to the edge of the purple border on the clock. So you've got this elliptical orbit. So it loses energy, comes back down to 9 o'clock, and it won't go any lower than the edge of the clock because that's what the orbit was originally. So if you want to make that elliptical orbit back into a circular orbit, but a faster one, you have to do another burn of your engines, but this time you would do it at the opposite side of the orbit. So this time we're going to do it where it's at the edge of the entire clock, at the edge of the purple bit. So roughly where the 3 o'clock bit is, but on the highest point of the orbit. If you burn your engines again, that creates another change in speed and change in height, which is gradually seen. So by the time you get around to the 9 o'clock side, you'll be on the edge of the purple outer rim of this clock, and you continue going right round the edge of the whole clock. Does that make any sense at all? I'm not sure that does. It did in my head, and I've got this small little diagram in front of me, which makes sense. I don't think that orbital mechanics is something you can easily describe in an audio piece, I have to say. But the important thing is, I think I now understand the difference between elliptical and circular orbits. And what I've just described to you is the least energy transfer orbit. I have asked whether it's possible just to stick the engines on and go at a particular angle and drive straight into a higher circular orbit. There was a bit more shaking heads, and I decided I couldn't take anything else more complicated. So I'm sticking with that. Burn the engines at 9 o'clock, you'll go slightly further out, burn them again at 3 o'clock, and then you'll even it out to be a circle. And if you want to go back to your original circular orbit, the lower energy, lower speed orbit, you slow down again, and you slow down at the point where you originally sped up, just to reverse it, basically. So this is Spacegate attempting to understand orbital mechanics. I can't even say it anymore. Dear goodness, with a cold, and probably confusing everybody. Sorry.